Well, yeah. Today's story wasn't even my fault, so I'm just going to go through the points here. I started off the evening. I had just gotten a new bag. It was about a half eighth of some hash.
Kev, what's a half eighth?
Half of an eighth?
Yeah.
An eighth of an ounce.
He went over this.
So
with
half
you.
Of an eighth of an ounce.
Half of an eighth of an ounce is a quarter?
No. A quarter's double an eighth.
Come on, Kevin. We're not going to buy pot with you.
1.7 grand.
Kevin would be the worst.
I'd be like, what, huh? Half of an eighth of an ounce?
An eighth is 3.5 grams.
They would sell Kevin a bag of oregano.
Yeah, probably.
So 1.7 rounded. I had some hash. My buddy was blowing it up, said it was like the best thing. This is way back before like you get it from Colorado or anywhere here.
Uh-huh.
You had to get it from like Canada or like Holland, stuff like that.
Oh, Holland, huh?
Holland. It traveled. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Probably in someone's butt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Real good chance of that.
Ass hash.
So I got it. I was preparing for a cozy evening. I think I just got a new video game, and I was just living it up. I was smoking the hash, and it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to bed that night, and at the time, I was living at the old apartment. My old apartment was, you walk in through the bedroom, but also I had access to the balcony, which we were on the first floor, so it opened up into a screened area, and you can come around back, and I used to have my buddies just knock on my back door to get in there.
Okay.
So, and usually I left it unlocked, because at the time I was smoking cigarettes, so I would just open the door and sit out there.
Seems pretty safe, get a bunch of pot, and then leave your door unlocked.
So I was just hanging in the crib. My buddy was like, hey, I'm going out for the evening. He was my roommate, and he was like, I'm going out for the evening. I'm like, cool, I'm just going to take it easy tonight. I'm just going to do a Denny's night.
Just be cool, man.
Just be cool, man.
Well, so I go to bed. I mean, I put my bong next to my bedside table, and I put my hash. I usually leave it like right on my dresser, and I was like, so I threw it in my dresser, just whatever. I don't even know why.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sleeping. It's probably about 3:34 in the morning, and I hear a rustling at my door to the back porch, and it's my roommate. He's got like one shoe missing. His shirt's like kind of tattered, and
what?
And he's just like jostling the door. He gets it open and just runs through.
Not much different than his roommate now.
And I was like,
Do you always live with dysfunction?
Yeah, I guess.
I really thought for a second you're describing.
No. So I was like, what the heck is that? I'm still like in a stupor from just, you know, being stoned and tired. So I kind of just closed my eyes again. Next thing you know, I have a cop's knee in my back.
What?
And I'm getting held down, and they're like yelling at me, and I wake up, I don't even know what's happening. I'm in my boxers, I got no shirt on.
That's what? Terrible. Oh my god.
They're talking about arresting me, and I'm like, what's happening? I'm like, I just woke up, I don't even know what's going on. And what happened was my roommate, I guess he was drunk, he was trying to shoplift a place, and they tailed him. He crashed his car into a tree.
What?
And he was running from the cops, and he knew that since he parked in the back, he just ran through my room. And the cops thought it was me.
No way.
So they're starting to like handcuff me. And
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, what's happening? I've been sleeping all night. I don't even know what's going on. And I look in my corner of my eye. I can see the bong sitting there on the floor.
Oh, that's nerve-wracking.
You didn't expect to get woke up by the cops.
I was having a cozy evening.
Yeah. There's a cop in your room.
Wow.
So I'm like, this is a misunderstanding. I'm like, you guys are probably looking for my roommate. He's in the other room. And I yell.
Rolled up on the room. So,
of course.
The cops got me in handcuffs, and they all flee the room to go find my roommate.
Yeah.
And I go over like this.
In handcuffs.
I grab the bong, and I throw it. My bathroom was in my room. I threw it into my shower and just left it there. And then I reached into my drawer and grabbed the hash, and I flushed it down the toilet.
Whoa.
And then I jumped back in bed right as the cops were coming back in my room.
With the handcuffs?
With the handcuffs.
Still on?
All on. I jumped back on the bed.
Well, what did you say to him? Like, I was just going back to sleep with handcuffs on?
Oh, I was just disoriented.
You were just sitting there waiting for him to come back.
They had him in handcuffs, and they were walking him back through my room. And they were all coming through again, and they just got back, and I'm laying back on my bed now, and the cop's like talking to me, and he's like lifting stuff with his pencil and stuff.
So he started looking around your room.
Yeah, he's like, hey, sorry about that big misunderstanding, as he's like gazing through my stuff.
Oh, he's taking a second to try to see.
Taking a second to see if he can get me on anything, and there's nothing in there.
I'm going to be cool, but I'm also going to look to see if you're a perp.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank goodness you got rid of that bong.
Were you so upset, like, after the cops left, like, oh, shit, all my hash is gone?
After the misunderstanding, at the time, I didn't even care. I was like, get rid of that thing. Good riddance. But after they left, they were all super cool, and they apologized for it. Well, like 2 weeks later, I'm driving,
uh-huh.
and I make a turn, And I had weed on me, but I mean, I shouldn't have. But this is irrelevant to the story. But a cop goes to pull me over, and I pull over, and I'm like, darn, I'm like, I'm totally going to get a ticket.
Yeah.
And he walked up, and it was the cop from the same night.
No way.
And he looked at me, and he laughed. He's like, you're cool, man. And let me go. Yeah.
ABC, baby.
Was this Stewart?
This is Stewart.
Yeah.
Always be cool.
Always be cool, man.
What happened to your roommate that night? Did he
got arrested. Yes, he did, for fleeing the scene, trying to shoplift. There was all sorts of things he got. And he was in my roommate after that. I got a new roommate after that.
Yeah, that's a little bit too.
But I literally woke up to a cop dropping his knee onto my back to hold me down. It was insane.
Wow.
I'm just kind of curious, according to the law, could they have gotten you for your bong and all that stuff?
But after they realized nothing was going on and it was my roommate and I had nothing to do with it, they didn't even look in my bathroom.
But yeah,
I threw that
found,
thing right in my bathtub.
If they would have found his bong, absolutely. You'd been in trouble.
But that wasn't why they were chasing
anybody.
Doesn't matter.
That's like if you go to a burglary and you find a dead body from a murderer that was there 10 minutes before, you're still going to arrest him.
They had probable cause to enter the residence when your roommate, dumbass, ran through your room.
It's like, come on,
so
man.
So it opens the door for everything, huh?
Yeah, if he saw it, I mean, he would have had to arrest
him. You're done.
Aren't you glad you got a roommate now that's got a good head on his shoulders?
Absolutely.
Yeah.